go, boys.
What's that?
Just some snacks.
Oh, those are your calzones, your homemade calzones. Oh. Stupid parent night.
Relax, Raymond. I'll save you some. And then we'll dance around in fairyland.
The cheese is burning the inside of your mouth, isn't it?
I don't care.
Hey, can we go?
No, wait a minute. Come here. I have such great dirt. Come here.
What?
You know Cheryl Kaler?
No.
We're at her house, Ray. So she's showing me around upstairs, right? And I say how great she looks. I didn't really think she looked that great, but she was wearing this tight pink outfit. So anyway, she says, well, I had a little work done. And I said, oh? And she says, yeah, what do you think? And she goes like this.
You're kidding.
Oh, no. And she shuts the door and she lifts up her blouse.
What? Oh, well, where the hell was I? Yeah.
So I said, wow. And she says, they are so natural. Go ahead, touch.
She wants you.
She's like acting all proud, you know? And she tells me the whole story, how she drops the kids off at school. She has it done in the morning. She's home in the afternoon. It was unbelievable.
Yeah, unbelievable. I'm down here eating balls of crap, and you get, come in, Tokyo.
Well, that's your fault.
This is incredible. Which one is she?
Never mind. We got to go, because I told your mom we'd be home by 10. So
well, no, wait.
I'm going to get my purse.
What? No, I'm an involved parent here.
Hi, Ray.
Hi, you must be Cheryl.
Yes.
Yeah.
Have we met?
No, we haven't. No, not until right now. Okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's a great party, though. Yeah. These are good.
You missed it. Phenomenal game. Oh, but at least I saved you some calzone. Oh. Sorry.
All right. I don't care.
So how was your party, dear?
Well, it started out slow, but then it turned out to be the best night of my life.
Come on.
Tell them what you saw.
Nothing.
Tell them!
One of the mothers in Allie's class had breast implants.
Oh, I don't like that.
And at the party, she showed them to me.
What?
What do you mean?
Wait a minute.
She just showed you?
Both of them?
Shirt on or off?
With the bazaar?
What were you wearing?
All valid questions.
What is the matter with you guys? Come on, how old are you? Grief. What's the big friggin' deal?
She touched him.
Oh. Come on. That's right.
See, I expect this from Frank, but you boys have no reason to have any interest in such things.
Why not?
Because I never nursed them.
What the hell are you talking about?
Everybody knows that if you breastfeed boys when they're babies, they're going to grow up to be obsessed with breasts.
That's why you didn't breastfeed me?
That and the two of you were almost the same height. We were getting looks.
Deborah, dear, I'm curious. What were they like?
Ugh, they were totally fake.
Oh, well, come on. I mean, They weren't fake. They were real. They do exist, you know? If they fell down in a forest, they'd make a sound.
Well, I think it's sad when people start having surgery to make themselves bigger.
Marie did it the natural way. Pound cake.
With Marie, I think a boob job is a totally stupid procedure.
But fantastic when done properly.
Oh boy. I didn't think that was gonna happen after that look you gave me downstairs.
Well, a rule's a rule. You know, you're going on the road for a week, you gotta get the proper send-off.
Nothing proper about what you just did, young lady.
So, Ray, you don't think I need a boob job, do you?
No. Not if you think it's stupid.
What's that supposed to mean?
Nothing.
Really?
Hey, you know I like them.
Yeah. Okay, Ray. Okay.
Come on.
All
right. You know I love Barnes & Noble. Come on.
It's fine, Ray. This is fine.
I love them.
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I always love them. Hey, I'll write them a poem.
No, thank you. Don't thank you.
I think that I shall
okay,
never see.
Yes. Thanks. Oh. Forget it.
Look at me. Come on, I didn't mean anything by that. No, I say a lot of stuff. You shouldn't listen to me. Usually you don't.
No. Forget it. Forget it. It's stupid. Forget it. Night.
Hey, good night. I'm back. Deb.
Yeah, hi, honey. I'll be down in a minute.
Okay.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey. Saw you pull up.
What's up?
Nothing much. How was your trip?
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah, good flight?
Yeah.
How was the weather there?
All right, what game is on?
Seattle, Tampa Bay. Dad's giving me 7.5.
When are one of you guys going to get your own satellite dish?
Shut up.
Sorry that took so long. Oh. Hi, guys.
Jeffrey was having that Humpty Dumpty dream again, you know, all the king's horses and all the king's men couldn't put da-da-da-da-da-da-da, you know. He just has a real hard time with that one. I think that's why he won't eat eggs, so. How was your trip? What?
Nothing. New haircut?
No. I am using a new conditioner, though.
Deborah and I gotta talk, okay? So go away.
No.
Come on, look. I just got home and I'm awfully tired here, okay?
We're watching the game.
Raymond, dear. Oh, ooh, you must be famished from your trip. So I brought you some ravioli. I'll just go warm this up.
I'll take it, Ma. Thanks.
You know, dear, I'm thinking maybe you used the wrong setting on your dryer.
Oh, look, all right, listen, guys, I'm tired here, and Deborah and I, we got a lot of catching up to do, so if you'd all be so kind as to leave now, I'll give you each $1,000.
No.
Oh, come on. Oh, Frank, stop it. Come on. This is none of our business.
Raymond gets everything.
I kind of wanted you to be the first one to see. What do you think?
I think... I don't believe it. You didn't really... I was gone a week.
You like him?
Let me see.
No. Not here. Do you want to go upstairs?
Do I?
I think you do.
I think I do.
Okay. I'm just gonna brush my teeth.
Going upstairs. So how's it going in there?
I'll be right out.
Okay.
Not really polite to stare, Ray.
Sorry, it's just... What did you do?
I made some improvements, don't you think?
Really? You really? This is just... One time I went on a road and I came back, you had the driveway sealed. I got a little turned on when I saw that. But this is better.
It is better, because you couldn't use the driveway for a couple of days.
Oh, my God.
So you're okay with this?
Okay?
I mean, it doesn't bother you that I look different?
Hey, look, if it doesn't bother you, then who am I to say? Really? Whatever you do with your body, that's your choice. And I think that you made two excellent choices.
You're happy, right?
I love you so much. Oh, are they still tender? Because I can be gentle.
Want to see him?
Oh, you want to show him to me.
You might want to back up.
Yeah, you might want to back up. I'm not disappointed.
Huh?
I'm scared.
What?
You said you did.
I did not. You just wanted me to so badly.
What? When did I say that?
The night of the parents thing.
What? What did I say?
I asked you, do you think I need a boob job? And you said, not if you think it's stupid.
Okay, so what's wrong with that?
Not if you think it's stupid. That means you don't think it's stupid. And you just said, two excellent choices.
I thought that you had surgery. That's all. I was being supportive. That's all. You want to come back from surgery and have me go, eh?
What you should have said was, I love your body the way it is, and you shouldn't change it ever.
I do love your body the way it is.
Oh, baloney. All I had to do was stuff a couple of socks in there, and you're hyperventilating.
That's entrapment.
It is not.
Yes, it, of course it is. You're walking around like, oh.
I did that. I didn't do that.
Oh, then what did you do? What did you do? Seems like you went through a lot of trouble just to get me to say that I like breasts.
Big breasts.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. And a nice butt, too, huh? I'm sick. You know when you should start worrying is when I say I don't like those things.
You are obsessed with those things.
I'm not the one who had fake surgery.
And all those times you say, hey, you look great. It was all lies.
Oh, come on. I mean it when I say that.
All right.
No, all right. Sometimes I mean, hurry up, we're late. But usually I mean, you look great.
Right, right.
It's true. You always look great. It's just tonight you look different great.
God, I am so sick of this juvenile preoccupation with boob size and perkiness and cleavage. And I've had 3 kids, you know. These are not just for show. These were working breasts.
Honey? Oh, come on. You say that like they're retired. They're still useful. They can do some occasional consulting work.
Forget it. I know what you really like now.
Oh, I really like you.
I don't know why looks are so important. I don't care how you look.
What does that mean?
Nothing.
Well, no, wait a minute. Wait a minute. I mean, you always used to say that, yeah, you're so cute. You're still cute, right?
Ray, your being cute has nothing to do with your appearance.
And what the hell is it?
Oh, nothing. I just meant, you know, I don't care if you've gone, like, soft in the middle or your hairline's receding and you have this concave ass. Cute is just who you are.
Concave? You know, these jeans are relaxed fit. If they were regular, my ass would come alive.
I'm fine with the way you look.
No, you're not.
Ray, I happen to love you for you.
I don't care about that. I want to be a hottie.
So did I.
Yeah, well, you're a hottie even without the socks.
Oh. Oh, you said I didn't need socks.
All right. I like you and your breasts.
I like you and your breasts.
Wait a minute. What did you say breasts for?
Because you just said it.
Yeah, but you have breasts. I don't have breasts.
Pecs. I meant to say pecs.
I know what you said, and I know what you meant. You meant my sagging breast. I've had 3 kids, too, you know. Is that what it looks like? I saw a mouse.
Your friends have a secret.
You have a third nipple?
Whip it out, whip it out.
Yeah, yeah.
Next Friends, tonight at 11 on KTLA 5.